لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you very much. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، وسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا، أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه، فاتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, once again let us take Quran as the best of the reminder and remind ourselves. As Quran calls the believers certain times in this Surah Mubarakah, Hujurat, and it is honor for the one who is faithful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them in order to bring them closer to His mercy and in order to make them perfect human being. As Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. One of the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in this verse, that was وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, a short phrase but with a very important commandment that is being said in this verse. Islam wants to have a society that is a trustworthy society, and they are trusted amongst themselves, they have honor, and they have a relation of trust and brothers. Islam does not like to have a society of suspicion and spying, and that is why in this part of the verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said wala tajassasu, do not spy one another. You know, there are cases where we be behind other people, start looking at their personal affairs, interfering in their personal life, individual's personal life. And Islam gives a lot more importance to the personal life of a person, and security of a person is really important for Islam. Islam wants to have an individual to be respected, its personal affairs to be respected a lot, And if this respect has been given to the individuals of a society is going to be honorable society. But when you have a society of suspicion, and you start spying the people, going behind the people, and thinking about everybody with the suspicion. So basis of a society, if it becomes suspicion, then definitely that society is not going to be a society of the faith, a society of the trust, a society that can rely on anybody. There is not going to be a healthy society. So that is why Islam wants to have a healthy society. A society that really loves one another, and they do not interfere in their personal affairs. In Quran, for spying itself, there are two terminologies that are being used. One is so sometimes spying or going behind somebody, it's for positive reason, and another time it can be for negative reason. When we go behind somebody, after somebody, and start thinking and looking at in their personal affairs for some negative affairs, at that time it's been used tajassus. Tajassus, that means jasusi, that means spying. Going after somebody and looking at their affairs in their personal, and end of that, it's not going to be good. The destiny of this action, it's not good. So whatever we may like to do, but it is just to take the personal affairs of somebody in our own hands. So sometimes it's for threatening people. Sometimes it's to cause a kind of fears in the hearts of people that a society should have fear about the system. So there can be various types of reason for tajassus. So Quran has said, "Wala tajassasu." Another term that can be used for positive reasons, when we like to go after somebody and we like to find some facts, in that case, for positive reasons, Quran has used tahassus. That is what it's been used in the Surah Mubarakah Yusuf, about Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when Hazrat Yaqub had advised to his children by saying, "Idhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi," that you should go after Yusuf and his brother, and you should try to find him out. Tahassus. So that is also going after somebody, but that is for the positive reason, for good reasons. For finding somebody, for searching somebody, then also we can go after somebody. When we look at the personal affairs of people, at that time Islam cares a lot about that. Let us look at those verses of Quran that care about the personal affairs of people, personal security, security of the house. We cannot put cameras on the houses of people that we can start looking inside what is happening inside. This is not allowed in Islam. That is why Islam, it says that ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayr buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu. Oh, the believers, when you like to go into the houses of other people while you are not given permission, do not enter to their house. Stop outside, knock the door, go through the doors, have manners. Until you are not being given permission, do not enter to the house, because house has its own security. It has its own sanctity. Let us keep that sanctity of the house. Let us keep that sanctity of the personal life. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, today spy has come into the stage that even emails, the personal affairs of anybody are not the personal, that have become social affairs, that has become public affairs. And not only ordinary people spying for the ordinary people, but from very important, prominent personalities, leaders of the governments, and political personalities, they are being spied. They do not have any personal life. Their life is in danger, insecure life. So that is how Islam says, while you are not being given permission, do not enter the house. And if you go outside the door and knock the door of somebody, So let's say somebody can be in a different condition. We call, if somebody says that, go back, I cannot meet with you at the moment. Is it wrong? Is there really something wrong? Or we are going to call that kind of person as a mannerless person? No. Quran has said, وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ اِرْجِعُوا فَرْجِعُوا. If you have been asked, go, I cannot meet at the moment. I am really busy at the moment. I have some personal affairs at the moment. If you have been asked, go back, just go back. فَرْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. That is better for you. Because this personal life, it has to be respected and honored. Don't call that person as a mannerless person, moralless person. But it's just a matter of understanding that how you put that in your affairs, that you have to see with the eyes of Quran. Quran has said that you need to look at that way. Then Quran has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءٍ إِن تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤُكُمْ. Sometimes we try to dig down. We try to find everything that it can be possible. Getting into the personal life, personal matters, asking personal questions. So not to ask some personal question. Why it's important that somebody has to ask very personal questions. A personal sanctity has to be kept as respected, as honored. Oh, the believers, لا تسألوا عن أشياء. Do not ask about those questions. إن تبد لكم تسؤكم. That if that kind of personal matters become open for you, and you become aware of that, then you are going to be ashamed later on. So there are many kind of the things that before we like to know. And then when we become aware of that, then we are really shameful. We say that I wouldn't want to know that. It was better I wouldn't have been known about that. So why we should dig down and why we should go inside the matters and start going or putting our nose in every matter. But we have to be careful. When we deal with the personal lives over there, we need to really think about the manners that Quran has provided. Standing outside the door, asking for the permission. While permission is not being given, not entering to the house. And if that is the case for an individual, that he cannot enter the house of somebody, how that is possible that somebody can place a camera on the house of somebody and they can look at the personal life and they can enter to their security or sanctity of the house? Definitely that is not allowed in Islam. So we need to look at those verses of Quran when it's been said, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. So we should try to apply that, implement in our individual life, that we are not behind somebody, after somebody, spying the people in different cases, that it becomes the case that we are included in the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was nahi, and it was forbidden. It is forbidden in Islam to spy to the other people and their individual life. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us manners that are ilahi manners. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity that we can be included in the group of mu'mineen. May Allah give us opportunity to practice the piety. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah keep and protect our personal affairs. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal-akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجا وسهل مخرجا واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، فقال مولانا حسن بن علي العسكري عليه الصلاة والسلام: أورع الناس من وقف عند الشبهة. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are close to the birth of father of Imam Zaman, Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wassalam, I would like to take some benefit to remind myself and each one of us that Imam has said that one of the most pious person in this world is the one when he reaches to the doubts, at that time he stops. If we come into the point that where we do not know about something that is halal and haram, although maybe according to the general law of the fiqh we consider something as halal as well, but at the same time Imam says that the pious person is the one, awra'un nasi man waqafa 'inda shubha, when he is in doubt at that time, stopping over there, making a pause and thinking a little bit, avoiding from that direction, that is a sign of the piety that makes person the most pious person. Our 11th Imam, who was born in Medina, although there are dates and differences of the dates that are being said, according to some narration, 8th of Rabiul Thani or 10th of Rabiul Thani, and then place of birth also has different views. Some of the narrators, they have said his birth was in Medina, and some other they have said the birth have taken place in Samira. But his life was full of the hardships that he faced, the system in his life, living in very difficult circumstances. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us example of Imam Askari alayhi salatu wassalam. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are close to the day which was very important day in the past century, that has changed the world once again, and that brought the world again towards the back to the roots of Islam, and that was the day when Islam enlivened again. Unfortunately, sometimes media plays a very vital role in our life, and we start speaking with the language of media as well, that we say Iranian revolution or Inqilab-e-Iran. So that was terminology that was used from very beginning by the Western media, and they try to divert the minds of people to call this as a revolution that is something to do with the country. Definitely that is not right, and that terminology is completely right. We always need to use a term that is Islamic revolution. The 11th of February is the day to celebrate a very important victory that was a historical victory for Islam, that victory of Islamic revolution in the leadership of pious personality, one of the greatest scholar in the history after Imam of the Age, Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul and place his soul with the souls of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Islamic revolution makes this revolution as an Islamic revolution. There are three important elements that can be looked at, that if we like to say that how we can say that this revolution is an Islamic revolution. First of all, founder of this revolution is a religious scholar, the one who has been grown up in an Islamic seminary and whose foundation is Islam, whose teachings are Islam, and his thought process was Islamic thought process. He was a great philosopher, he was a great faqih, he was a great arif, with various types of the expertise that are Islamic expertise. He was the one who became founder of Islamic revolution. Second, he introduced Islamic government and concept of Islamic government way before he starts, say, his revolution. That his book was published when he was in Najaf. So at that time he published the book with the name of Islamic government. So he wanted to promote a concept that was Islamic concept, and he wanted to lay out a government that has basis of Islam. According to his view, the religion, it has one of the branches that is political branches, or politics is one of the branches of religion. So he says that until politics, it surrounds around the religion, then that politics is respected and honored. But when religion, it surrounds a politics, and politics becomes center, then definitely it's misleading the community. So he tried to promote a religion that is a comprehensive religion that includes every affair of a human being in the life in this religion. So he said that Islam is not a religion that only includes some of the virtues and some of the rituals, but Islam is a comprehensive religion that also includes our social life. And that is why he introduced the system based on Wilayat Faqih. And today, after passing 35 years, we can see that this country, it's moving towards the implementation of Islam under the leadership of the Wilayat Faqih. Today, Islam has become successful in various grounds in this world. Islam has been introduced in this world as a religion that has its own social system. And that was after the success of Islamic victory and Islamic revolution. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give more success to Islam through Islamic revolution. And I also pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the life of our present leader. Dear brothers and sisters, as you all know, that negotiation between Pakistani government, that if we call that Talibani government, with Talibani group, that is Taliban, it is continued. And few Shia scholars, unfortunately, they have also supported. That is very strange that after having that many martyrs in Pakistan, and after having that much destruction that we have seen, by this group and terrorizing almost two countries or many other countries as well. Their role in terrorizing Afghanistan, then in Pakistan, then in Syria, then in Iraq. Their support to negotiation with this group, that is really strange. It's really strange that if any Shia scholar can speak about that. In the beginning of negotiation, one of the demands that are being made by this group, and it's really interesting, I just wanted to bring that up for brothers and sisters. Their demand is that Pakistan has to implement Sharia in its country. So I would like to ask the question that what kind of Sharia? Sharia they implemented in Afghanistan in the past, Sharia of Mullah Omar, Sharia of Osama bin Laden. What kind of Sharia they would like to implement in Pakistan? Sharia that they recently introduced, killing people, beheading people, is that the Sharia they would like to have in Pakistan? Definitely Pakistan is not a place that would be, they would be able to implement that kind of Sharia. And it's not going to be successful in any other country. They tried to have that kind of Sharia in various places, but it was not being successful because it's inhuman Sharia. It's Talibani Sharia, it cannot be Islami Sharia. We don't want to have a Sharia that is being made in Tora Bora. We want to have a Sharia that is being made in the Hijaz, that is being found by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I hope that this kind of the demand is completely wrong, because that is by the wrong people, and that demand cannot meet with any tasks. In the past few days, brothers and sisters, there is very interesting news that UN has issued a statement, and that statement was for Vatican, asking Vatican to remove those priests who are child abusers. So I just want to bring in your attention that, brothers and sisters, you can think Vatican is like Hawza Ilmiya Qom or Najaf, right? And if that comes the situation that UN is issuing a statement for Vatican, a religious place, and asking them they have to remove those kind of priests, what it means that those kind of maraje or those ulama who are in Vatican, they are child abusers. How shameful is that for a seminary, for Christian values, for religious values, because they have allowed the systems that they can bring the level of humanity down to this point that even the priests, those who can be very honorable personalities, they are being said that they have to be removed from this place or from their position. And who's asking that? That is not a religious authority that is asking, but UN is asking, a political authority of the world is asking from Vatican. So you can imagine that where this Christianity has reached up to this point, when somebody loses the track and when a religion does not have its foundation, definitely it's going to fall into this situation. So Islam is challenging today. A religion that is promoting piety today, you cannot imagine that about a seminary or about ulama that that are in any position that can be said about a seminary in these countries today. It's really unfortunate. I want to read one of the news without any comment, and that is the news in BBC, on BBC. President Obama and the Secretary of the State, John Kerry, they need to sell Americans on a new Syria strategy. So that is a new strategy that has to be developed. They have to start working on that. So what that new strategy is going to be, so that means in the past their strategy has been failed. After failure of complete failure of their strategy, now they have to think about another strategy. Unfortunately, ignoring the conflict could have serious long-term implications for the region and possibly for U.S. security at home. So you can imagine that where they would like to think. So they don't like to think about Syria, what is happening over there. And they don't like to resolve the problem of Syria. They would like to resolve the problem of their security. They are always thinking about their security rather than thinking about security of anybody else. So brothers and sisters, this just I want to bring in your attention. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace into this world. I pray may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman to prevail complete justice and peace in this world. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings and sins. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.